Hi, and welcome once again to yet another episode of the Healthcare India Podcast Season 2. We're up to episode 6, I believe. And today we're going to talk about hypertension. Well, hypertension is essentially increased blood pressure in your veins. And some degree of pressure in the veins is very important because that's how the blood pumps to various parts of the body. Hypertension is usually agreed upon as a parameter if your systolic by diastolic goes beyond 140 and 95. It can vary from time of the day and your body weight, etc. And the systolic is the first reading, and normally you would have seen a BP reading of 120 as normal. Up to 140 is fine, it's acceptable, and diastolic is usually 80, up to 95 is acceptable. Now, the interesting part about India is that over the years, our blood pressure readings have been going up. So, Lancet recently produced a report which said almost 75% of hypertensive patients in India have uncontrollable BP. That means its BP is going through the roof. And which is interesting because I believe a lot of patients in India don't know they have blood pressure, and B, if they know they have blood pressure, they do not initiate any management activities like visit a doctor, take medication or de-stress or do yoga or any exercises for it. So in 1920, the National Family Health Survey reported that a hypertension prevalence of 24% in men and 21% in women, which is an increase of from 19% and 17% respectively in the 2015-2016 survey. And Lancet, it adds the pressure for slightly higher numbers, and it says that their study, which they covered almost 3.5 lakh patients, it says that despite all the awareness, access to better healthcare facilities, the number of patients with hypertension has grown from 6% to 23% in the last 21 years. So if you look at last 20 years, which is to 2020, to 2000, which was the millennial year, 1999, remember India got liberalized in 1991, and since then we've been on this path to change. And since 2020, since 2000, our numbers have gone up significantly to reaching almost 23% of people with hypertension. And that means at least one in four adults in India has hypertension. And why should we worry about hypertension? Well, primarily because hypertension is a major risk factor for cardiovascular diseases, and it's one of the most common causes of death. So almost one third of people of deaths in India are caused due to cardiovascular diseases, and hypertension is an underlying factor for it. Now, what's causing this? Obviously, there is stress. Men are more responsible for it. It's almost seen that rural India is more impacted than urban India, which is interesting, right? Also, among the states, the south and the west seem to be doing better than the north and the east. And there is obviously other diseases or conditions like smoking, which are responsible for increase in hypertension. Now, what's causing this? I don't know. It's a deep question to ask a country like India, which is, land to yoga, where we have so many techniques to control tension and stress in life. Why is it increasing so much? Interestingly, just to share my own condition, a couple of weeks ago, I had the opportunity to speak at the CII conference, Medicalib conference in Chennai. There was a lot of discussion about technology and the role of technology, role of law in healthcare, the role of regulations in healthcare. But I don't think we really talk about preventive care in conditions like this, where the focus is more on awareness, focus is more on making a person own their health, right? And that's what I keep writing about in my book, that you need to own your health. Because despite advancement in technology, number of beds, the quality of care, quality of doctors, I think as long as you're not aware, it'll be very difficult for others to make you aware. That's why I think the role of consumer electronics or consumer health electronics, specifically wearables, things like the smartwatch, and there have been instances when the Apple Watch has actually diagnosed a cardiovascular anomaly and saved the life of patients, or pointed to irregular heartbeat or higher heart rate and sent in a patient for preventive diagnostics. I think that's going to be the future to manage things like hypertension. Interestingly, I was having recurring headaches of late, and I checked my blood pressure, and my blood pressure seemed to be normal. And when I went into the doctor to understand what was going on with me, why did I have these temporal headaches? And the doctor said maybe there was some stress pattern early on, and my brain is still in that pattern. It hasn't come out of it. It still thinks there is stress. So it's very fascinating how the human mind, human body behaves, how it reacts to circumstances. And that's why the work we are trying to do around standards for consumer health devices, standards for stress management is very, very important. And that's something that I'm working with the Bureau of Indian Standards and other experts from the field. So I think overall, while hypertension remains an elusive part of our life, it is very important to diagnose it early and come out with the results. So hypertension remains an area of focus. This is something I write about extensively in my book as well. Along with diabetes remains the two twins of premature death in India, or at least poorer lifestyle in India. And I think the only way to control it is to understand what's going on with your body. And it's very important to measure, monitor your blood pressure in addition to, you know, other parameters. And this is something I openly advocate, because it's not necessary you have to wait for a meeting with a doctor. Diagnose for yourself and then definitely refer to a doctor. He may or may not suggest intervention, but it's very important. Now, what are the other ways to manage the stress? Obviously, you know, physical activity helps. The more physically active you are, stress is managed better. Second is to draw boundaries to how far will you let work take you. At some stage, you have to cut off from work. You can't just take it home. You can't take it everywhere. Number three, I think a lot of our stress has to do with the prevalence of smartphones and digital media in our life. We need to shut them down for detox moments. I don't think you need a detox per se, but you know, any time you're watching the screen, your blood pressure does rise, right? It does rise. Just as a response to the blue screen. And last but not the least, relaxation techniques like yoga and meditation have helped us for centuries. But ultimately, it depends on us. What is it that we want to do? Do we want to stress over things, or do we want to let things go? So acute stress is good. It helps us get over simple things like meet deadlines, pay our taxes on time, catch the bus, catch the flight. Chronic stress is bad. So it's best to be avoided. And if almost 75% of us with hypertension are not able to control it, then that's a serious problem, in my opinion. So I'm happy to hear your views. Do write in back to me. Let me know, how do you manage stress? If you want to reach out to me on email, it's drvikram@healthcare-in-india.net. If you want to talk to me on Twitter, I'm available at drvikram. Keep your suggestions coming. I'm happy to take them up. Some of you recommended that I should do more sessions on devices that can help us manage stress. As a matter of fact, I'm going to try out, I've already signed up for the Ultra Human Ring. So let's see how that works out. I will talk more about it. I've also been talking to some medical device companies to understand how consumer health really can impact the way we manage our lifestyle. So I'll be able to discuss more on them once I've used them. Till then, stay safe, stay healthy, and keep the discussion coming. Bye for now.